Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Doctor Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, February 8th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn down 3.25 cents at 6.32, March wheat down 6.25 cents at 7.62.5, and March wheat down 12.75 cents at 15.69. We did have a couple of sales this morning: 132,000 metric tons of beans to China, and 332,000 metric tons of beans to unknown. So the total there is 464. That pretty much jives with what people have been saying, that the Chinese would be in here. That's 1 million metric tons, basically, for the last 2 days. Strong numbers, and, you know, certainly a little bit friendly, but the beans have rallied, you know, $2.40 off their lows. So a little bit of a setback here wouldn't be all that surprising. To me, it kind of looks like a little bit of a turnaround Tuesday day. Market might try to shake out some of the week longs that got in on Friday on that little rally there. But overall, there's really no reason to think that this market can't move higher. But we've got the WASDE tomorrow. They're looking for the bean stocks at 310. That's down 40 million. Corn stocks down 28 million at 1512. Still a big number considering where the prices are. Wheat ending stock 629, up 1 million from last month. The global stocks could be taking a pretty big hit here on the beans, about 4.5 million metric tons. Wheat about the same, corn down about 3 million metric tons. So obviously, the Brazilian and South American numbers will be coming into play on this report. How much the USDA is going to cut remains to be seen out here. We've got the dollar up 15, 16 ticks right now. I don't think that'll be a big impact. We've got the crude oil down $1.29 a barrel. It's 70 off its lows. We've been down $2 a barrel. We traded a few minutes ago just under 90 bucks. We're at 90.03 right now. So that might put a little bit of pressure on the grains here as well today. Interesting, the bonds are at levels they haven't been at in almost 3 years. The last time we were at these levels on the bonds was in May of 2019. So interest rates certainly moving higher here. These are contract lows on this bond contract on the March bonds. Dow Jones looks to open up 80 higher. I don't know if it'll be able to hold it with the bonds down so much. People will start switching out of stocks into bonds if the interest rates go much higher out here. Let's see what else. We still have the obvious tensions in Russia and Ukraine, the obvious problem of China and Taiwan. We'll have to see how that sorts itself out. But I think, you know, the pros will be looking to buy a really sharp move either way tomorrow off the WASD. If the knee jerk is down, I think there'll be plenty of people looking to buy corn and beans. If the knee jerk is up, I think pros will try to sell it out. So, you know, long term, still looks like we've got problems on how much exportable commodities are out there. So I think that'll keep the bulls looking to buy breaks out here. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.